Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight, we are going to be chatting about the top 11 and tonight's elimination. So make sure you stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. You are tuning in here live with us here for The Voice on AfterBuzz TV. We have the top 11 we're going to be talking about tonight. We had an elimination again. But for now, I'm your host. My name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Co-hosts, where can they find you if they want to chat it up about The Voice?
I'm Lena Nori, and you can find me all over the internet at Lena Nori.
I'm Maitha Creo, and you can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo underscore.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
All right, so lots to talk about tonight. We had our elimination of the night. We had Janice, unfortunately, go home, which, like I said, at this point in the competition... at this point in the competition, like, it's just like, everyone's so good that when someone goes home... It's always a shame, because they're all so talented at this point that it sucks to see anybody not make it all the way to the end, but that's unfortunately the nature of...
But she was one of the best ones.
She really was. I think vocally, just her ability is, like, up there. I mean, we'll get into everyone's tonight, but I think that her skill set, like, her pure talent is very, very strong compared to some of the other people in the competition, even.
Yeah, and she was a great pair with Miley, too.
Right, I don't necessarily think she made great song choices, and I didn't love all the performances, and I didn't really feel like I got to know her, which is why I think she's probably leaving. Like, I don't feel like her personality connected with me the same way that some of the other artists had, and maybe that I think at this point, like, with when it comes to live voting, that just happens, you know?
I personally think it was maybe because she didn't choose a lane.
Yeah,
like
I could see that.
She was very versatile, which is always good to be versatile, and her vocal range is amazing, but the fact that she didn't just kind of stick to one lane might have hurt her in the long run.
She last night sang Collective Soul's Shine, and like her outfit was amazing too. She looked so
her
good.
Hair, that gold, yeah, that gold silver. Yeah,
it matched the outfit as well.
Yeah,
and it matched the title of the song, which was so cool. I think at this point in the competition, like I said, they're always like looking and sounding like pop stars, and they have like, I mean, I was shocked by all the like backup singers last night and like drummers, and I feel like I was at
a concert.
Yeah. I was watching these performances and I was like, I forget who it was. I was trying to listen to one of them sing. I think it was one of the girls. Maybe it was Addison. No, or I don't remember. It was one of them, but like, I couldn't even hear her because
yeah.
I was like,
oh, that
Brooke.
Was,
it was Brooke.
Was it Brooke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
What about us? She's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
About us? Yeah, she was really... But you know what? I think they did a... I liked it. I felt entertained, and I like how they kind of did something different with each person. Like one person was like
aspects.
The drums. Yeah. Okay. Another person had like a violin, and then somebody
Chloe
else
had... Chloe had like a duet almost at the beginning. Like,
yeah,
I was,
but you I mean, couldn't even amazing. Tell. Yeah.
No, but I was just saying, like, I felt like they were all like legitimate pop stars based on the... like production value went up a lot this week.
They want people's votes.
I feel like my real struggle is that whoever I thought was going to be in the final, first John went home, now Janice went home. I for sure thought they were going to be at
final.
Least in the final, like top five.
Yeah.
And the fact that they both went home, it's starting to make me question like, what is the voters at home looking for? And I would honestly say, just from having actually interviewed the top 12, that I do think a strong part of it is their on-camera personality,
yeah.
Like how much you get to know them, which I understand because we talked about this and the show being called The Voice. Is it really The Voice and a performer? Because if that's the case, I do not think John or Jana should be going home right now.
I agree.
But it is about who the voters think is more likable. Mm-hmm. And Noah is, as Team Adam said themselves, Noah's own team said that
he's like America's sweetheart.
He's America's sweetheart. Like, yeah. That's what they called him on the interview. Yeah. And he kind of like just smiled and blushed. And he's really quiet. And I'm not saying that John and Janice didn't have like an outgoing personality.
Yeah.
It's just their presence in terms of branding themselves to the viewers just lacked somehow, because definitely as an artist and performer, those two should have been on the top.
Yeah, and you have such a limited amount of time too to kind of develop that, because not everyone's gonna have it right off the bat. So it was surprising for me, because I feel, and I agree with you, that I feel like John had the whole total package. And, you know, the fact that he just didn't make it as far as he did, like, it's a give and take. Like, either you have your personality and you have everything in line, and or you're not going to get, like, agreed by, I don't know, your voters or your viewers, or you're kind of, like, a little mixed in the middle, like Janice, and, you
sometimes
know, don't
lost.
Stick to, yeah, that you get lost, and then your voters don't see that. So it's, like, a give and take situation for both of them.
So, and they both have amazing personalities, so I'm not saying that when I met them, I didn't like
them. No, more just, it's like, what you get to see.
Portrayal. Presence.
Yeah. And what you get to, what the production of the show chooses to show us and not show us. But we were just talking about him a little bit. Let's chat more about Noah Mack. He sang Electric Love, Bourne's song. I absolutely loved this performance.
I love that song.
I love the song. Loved his performance. I felt like I was watching, like, I know he probably gets this a lot, but I felt like it was like Harry Styles. You know what I mean? And like the brand that Harry's,
I got that.
The brand that Harry's embracing that. Right now felt very much like this performance, down to the look, the sound, and I
the
like,
hair.
The hair. I was
he cut his hair a little.
I was looking at him, and I just was like, okay, this kid's a pop star. One, two, he's actually really talented, and
hell
I feel like
yeah.
we every week we always say he's getting better. He's getting better. He's getting better. He has continued to like just.
He looks
every
like
week.
Edward Cullen there from
Twilight. He's so cute. And he's such a good, talented kid. Like, I want to just, like, give him a hug, you know? He's so good. I don't know. I thought that this was, like, his performance that sealed the deal for him going to the finals, in my opinion.
Yeah. I feel like he's a mixture between Harry Styles and James Dean.
Just like a curly hair like James a little, Dean. Yeah. Like, throwing it back.
Yeah.
I feel like he, if he doesn't make it to be like a top, like top three or top four, or like top two, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Did you hear the crowd literally screech?
All the girls.
It was like, wow.
That was before he even started singing.
It was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get excited about him, because everyone I've thought is going to win
true.
Has now been eliminated. But
we actually don't get excited about him.
But he truly is very likable. And honestly, he barely spoke during the interview. He was just, like, standing there.
Sort of sweet.
And just his other teammates were, like, complimenting him. And, you know, he has a little, like, what's a little hair thing that...
Yeah.
I think it's the hair that makes people famous. Because you guys remember when Justin Bieber had that hair?
Yep.
Yeah.
The swoop.
Something iconic, you know what I mean? Like, something
and
about
Justin
your look.
Justin Guarini, too.
Yeah, true, with his big afro.
Bruno
Mars. His curly hair.
And, you know, Harry Styles is performing... I think they aired it yesterday or today. The Victoria's Secret.
Tonight.
I can totally see him.
Oh, me too.
On the stage at Victoria's Secret. All
and, like
the models walking down.
No,
like,
oh my God, he's so young.
3-4 years.
Oh Yo, gosh.
Harry Styles is young too.
That's true.
Yeah. He's really young.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think that Noah is going to make something of himself from the show. We always talk about how like there hasn't been a huge star, this and that. If they can't make a star out of this kid, then somebody's messing up. You know what I mean? It's like...
I don't think it necessarily just comes down to them making someone a star. I think it comes down to that individual making a star to themselves.
Yeah,
he's like very likable,
If you don't go for your opportunities and you don't... This is an opportunity for each one of these people to connect with producers, with directors, with artists, everybody that... There's publicists that are around. There are managers that are around. If you're not like, hey... When the voice is done, if I don't make it, go and give me a
call. Call me.
Thank you.
I know his following grew, but is he actually active? Because
I don't think a lot
of these artists realize that social media is like the new way to connect to your audience. And I've noticed that...
Oh, they just verified all them today. They always like do that at one point, go through and verify like the top 11. So congrats on your verifications and your blue check mark.
You verified.
Some of them, by the way, when I was asking them what their Twitter handles were, didn't know what their Twitter handles were. They're like,
oh,
I think it's...
Oh, my gosh.
No, I swear to God.
That is
and
not
good. They're getting interviewed by Twitter, and they're like, I think it's something official. And I wanted to say, like, hey, this is a voting show. It's a free outlet, podium, whatever you want to call it, to reach out and talk and tweet your thoughts and say thank you.
That's what
and
you
if
do
he's
these,
doing that, it's going to make a huge difference.
Is
he active on there?
Yeah, he's pretty active on his social media. He has like 66,000 on Instagram. And he's posting a lot and stuff. Yeah, he's got verified
look
now.
Look at that hair, like black and white.
He's getting fan art even drawn
he's got,
of him
okay,
at
guys,
this point.
He's got it covered. He's got the fan art. He's got the food selfie.
Yeah, that's not a very good quality food photo.
He's got the street style.
X.
Is that the street style photo, the stage, and then the piece of art? You guys, someone is helping him with his Instagram. No,
okay,
just kidding.
Good. Oh yeah,
good.
I mean,
good
actually,
for you, Noah.
So I worked at NBC, and like I know
how
that they help
it?
Them with the social media.
Oh, they
like,
do? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Our social media like people there, oh, not ours anymore. I don't work there anymore. But when I used to work there, like they would advise like once you get to this point in the show, they definitely coach you on how to do it. I mean, he still has to do it himself, but like they definitely start to help. But yeah, I thought his performance was great. Moving on, let's talk about your favorite, Chloe. Chloe sang Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. Very challenging song. I will say, I was impressed with like her being able to own that stage. And I'm telling you, like, I was still like on a high from her outfit last week. Like, I haven't even come down from it. She looks so cool right now. Like, I want to be her.
Me too.
She's like the best thing that's ever happened to Team Blake, because Team Blake, I feel like, is always one type of singer. And Chloe could not be more different than what Blake's team usually is.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel like she's doing so well. And like, he's helping her grow out of her comfort zone and choosing great songs for her.
Yeah. I feel like as time goes on too, she's getting more into her own comfort zone. Like, she's putting more of her opinion in and she's putting more of her style. And it was funny because there was a time, I think, where Blake was kind of a little bit apprehensive about her. Like, he wasn't sure if he was going to choose her to be like one of her top three. But man, it was so worth it. Like, her performance last night killed it. Me and my sister were watching it together, and she turned around and she's like, this girl's gonna make it. Like, if she doesn't win, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. And I completely agree. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, you know how you were saying how, you know, you look for someone to, like, your favorite, and then you want them to win all the way up to the end? Like, you're rooting for them? She's the one for me.
Don't jinx it, girl.
Yeah.
No. But I feel like
she's like
point,
my Kelly Clarkson that I was, like, rooting for since the beginning.
You know, I feel like at a certain point you do make those emotional connections to an artist, and now it's like, okay, like, even next week, if she doesn't make the best song choice, like, you still remember last week and the week before, and, like, now you're voting for a person, not just for one performance.
Yeah. Doesn't she look like Miley there?
She does. She's so beautiful, and she's so talented. Yeah.
She has such a unique look, and as an artist, you have to have the full package, which is why I'm still confused why John went home, because I feel like he did have the full package, but she looks great. I thought it was a great song choice. I like her. She's another person I thought would make it to the top, but I guess it's anybody's guess next week who's gonna go home.
Well, she set the bar up high. Well, last night, she really did.
She was very like Stevie Nicks.
I was getting Stevie Nicks.
Carole King ish. Mm-hmm. Like, if she becomes a songwriter, she'll be the next Carole King.
Yes.
Like, she will have all the hits. She has the looks. She has the talent.
She has
everything
the charisma,
that she needs.
The whole package.
And I think everyone agrees with you, because last night she was number one on iTunes.
See?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So she got to number one on iTunes and thus made the top 10 because of it. And that number one on iTunes goes a long way, because, like I said, it 10 times the votes.
That was a legend's performance.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And that's such a challenging song to sing as well. It wasn't like she just came out there and like sang an easy song.
No.
Like, that's a very challenging song. And I thought it was so cool that she still owned the stage, even like without...
Yeah.
With having that background singer, it was like kind of weird and different from what we're used to with The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
But
I couldn't even hear the background singer.
Oh, I heard it. No, it was cool because she was like harmonizing at the same time as like owning the stage, and it was a really unique performance. And I think that like what they're doing with her style right now is so awesome and so on brand.
I need to know.
She had little tears.
Who is their wardrobe stylist? Who is their makeup artist and who's their hairstylist? Because I'm telling you,
I follow the
there's an Instagram
difference
between
audition tapes.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't even look like the same people. I follow the Voice Wardrobe and the Voice Hair on Instagram.
Yeah,
they're
but I think they definitely give their own input, because even when you see them in person or even when you see them on stage, they also have like their own unique style.
Oh, yeah, like this is so.
So
her.
They're giving their input, but.
And she's so young too.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I mean, she
How old is she again?
I think she's 18.
Yeah, she's a kid. I mean, she's so talented, and she's having her moment.
Power like that at the age of 18. Could you imagine?
No.
Just walking into a room and commanding the room with your voice at the age of 18 to have such a legend's tone to you and just be so timeless with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we could have played her music in the 70s and it would be no problem.
That's true.
But some of them are super shy, so what you see in person is might not who you get on the stage.
Yeah, but I think that's big with a lot of artists. I mean, think about just Beyonce with Sasha Fierce, you know what I mean? Like, I think that a lot of people who are artists and musicians, like, that is where they come out of their shell. Maybe interviews aren't necessarily their specialty.
Forte.
Yeah. Speaking of powerhouse voices, Keisha Renee had another big performance. She sang It Matters to Me. She sang a Faith Hill song. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping she would steer a little bit away from the country this week, but I really liked her performance. I also think she looked absolutely beautiful. They had her in, like, the floral dress. Very, very pretty. Good performance. I can't say a negative thing about her and the way she sounds, but, like, okay. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Page.
Like, I liked it. Am it's I like going red. Home and writing just, about it?
Yeah.
Red, I was disappointed this week because, I wanted something different, and I got exactly the same again. And I think I feel the same way about Keisha at this point. It's like, they're riding by as, like, you know, well-trained, pure talent that is, like, obviously so, like, polished, and they've been perfecting their craft for years and years. But, like, the voice is somewhere where I want you to come and, like, take risks and step out of your comfort zone, and neither of them have really done that for me.
Red hasn't really done that for
me. But I don't think Keisha really has either the last few weeks. Like, since we've gotten to the live shows, it's been a lot of the same from her, and I really like her as an artist, and I love her sound.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it works against you. We've seen that sometimes when people take risks.
I get bored.
We're like, whoa, that was not a good song choice.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like,
give us a little spice.
Give me something, like, sing something that's like, I'm going to be like, well, like, Chloe, I didn't expect that from her, and that was like, whoa, and it was a risk, but it wasn't like a high, like, it wasn't a, like a risk where I thought she really could have failed.
It wasn't a far stretch.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like with Keisha, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
She's also really young. You guys have to understand, she really doesn't also kind of maybe know her brand. Like, I'm very surprised that Chloe at 18 has, like, such a powerhouse voice. Like, she's very...
Keisha's not young.
Sorry, not Keisha. I'm sorry.
You're probably thinking Cheyenne, because she
I was thinking Cheyenne, but I was actually talking about Chloe. That's why I'm surprised that at such a young age, she has such, like, a powerhouse voice. Mm-hmm. Because she literally, like you said, like, her presence is known when you walk to her, which I know we were not talking about her, but I was watching
that.
Is this going live, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, probably.
Is it? I don't know. I hope so. I hope everyone can see you. If you don't, we're just looking at the sky.
where are they looking? I was watching.
Oh,
they literally had Chloe's performance up, and I just tranced out and was still talking about Chloe.
Keisha.
Another young contestant, Addison. She sang A Case of You, Joni Mitchell's.
I love her.
I love her. She is just so cute.
She killed it.
She did kill it. Another one, like, week after week, I see her getting better. I think this was a good song choice. I think this week as a whole, this episode, I wasn't, like, as obsessed with the song choices as I was last week. I was like, they were good, but maybe it's just, like, my taste in music. I didn't connect with them the same way that, you know, I'm sure other people did. I wasn't, like, running to buy any of these on iTunes, maybe besides Chloe's, but, like, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I like her.
I thought Addison's performance this week was better than last week.
Yes.
So
yes,
and she totally improved.
That's
from
true.
Last week.
Last week was a bit weak.
Yeah, she caught my attention this time around, and I completely loved her performance and her song choice. Like, it was just perfect for her.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I had no idea what the song was. I was like, oh, this sounds great with her. Like, I'll buy it. And I think that's the point that they tried to get with us as viewers.
She gave
is that
me
you don't
like,
want to really know the artist.
Mm-hmm. And she gave me like Norah Jones vibes.
Very
soothing. Yeah, I love Norah Jones.
Yes.
Very soothing, very, like, she's like a storyteller, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that she was saying and, you know, how she was expressing her words, and I felt it, like her presence and everything. So she's like moving up. I'm like, okay.
I really think at this point, this is like the top 11. They're all incredible artists, like as Danny was saying. So either we're going to like their performance, or once in a while, we're just going to get like a wow.
Right,
like
someone's
really gonna blow us away.
I don't think that anyone at this point, at least for me, is like disappointing.
I was disappointed last night.
You were? Oh, okay, we'll get to it.
We'll get to that.
I'm just like, there are certain people where I'm just like, everyone.
Nobody was that bad.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, we're at a point now where it's like, no matter what, like, you have talent. You know, you're here. You made it.
I know what you're talking about.
Top 10. Who was it? Let's talk about him.
It was Davon Fleming.
Oh my god!
Really?
What?
Totally not feeling it last night.
Really? Oh my gosh!
Just not
I
feeling it.
Could not
it's
disagree
such
more.
A tough song.
I loved it.
He should have took a whole different angle to that because he has such a powerful voice. I don't know why he was trying to take a feminine approach to it. Like,
so he's
like,
saying,
but that's
like
so good.
It doesn't matter. Johnny Manuel from America's Got Talent killed that song, and he took.
I know
he,
Johnny.
He hit it with the. You know what I'm talking about? The
yeah,
poems
I know exactly
about.
What you're
he
doing.
Nailed it because he
I
hit it in a different octave. And he totally nailed that song. Davon struggled at the beginning, and it was like...
Well, maybe he was trying to do something different. Like, that's what we're saying, is we want someone to do something
song,
different.
The
and
song,
then when they do it, sometimes it's...
I don't know if it was different, but he was definitely trying to portray almost fill Whitney's shoes, and it's like, you can't really do that with that song. You have to take it, and you have to put... He has more of a soulful approach to it. He has to put more of a soulful approach to the beginning and change the head voice.
So he's saying, I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston, just FYI for everyone who maybe missed it. I personally loved this performance. I love this song, and so maybe that had something to do with it, but I didn't think that he sounded too much like Whitney, because, like I said, whenever you have, like, a male voice covering a female song, like, I think naturally it sounds a little bit different, so...
I'm not saying he sounded like Whitney, I'm saying he tried to sound like Whitney.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, he, for me, is just one of those ones that, like, his voice is, like, smooth and so pure, and, like... His talent is just so evident when he sings a song like this.
No, it's because this is such a like OG song that I want to hear it being sang like Whitney Houston. I want to hear those high notes. I want to hear that.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about his head voice when he approached the song itself. He didn't take it with power. You know what I mean? And take
you think
a
he went into slow?
No, he came in.
I thought he like built it up.
He tried to come in with. I'm talking about the head voice. When you sing with the head voice, it's a little bit higher, a little bit lighter. But he didn't nail that like he should have, because he has such a powerful voice.
I don't know the technicals of the high voice and the low voice, but I do give him respect for trying to do something different. Like, that's what we've been saying every single week for the last couple weeks, is we want people to start giving us different songs. It's just, we don't want that, oh, that was good. What I expected from so-and-so.
When it comes to, like, personality, I just feel like he's also, like, seems really lovable to me. Like, I think he looks like...
Great personality.
Yeah, like, I like him as a full package. I also think that he's someone this season that, at least for me, has been, like, kind of underrated. Like, I don't find myself, like, talking about him a lot, even on this show. Mm-hmm. But, like, then he comes out and does something like this. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about you. Like, you deserve to be here. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, maybe it wasn't his strongest, or the song choice may have not been for everyone. But I thought it was a great performance, and he's going next week. I would hope to hear something else from him next week. I don't really know. Like,
so what could have made it better?
He had to come in with a lower note and a different octave, and he would have nailed it. Like, he would have blown it out the water. But he hit it at the wrong octave, which was...
Is that his fault, though, or is that Jennifer's fault? That's, you know what
probably
I mean?
Probably Jennifer's.
It's probably both, because she let him sing it like that.
And he's a Whitney fan.
And he's a Whitney fan, and so is she.
Just like Whitney.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, maybe these artists on this show don't have the same experience and ear that, like, someone like Jennifer would, if she should have caught that and called that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's, like, a good point, because I didn't think about that, but that's what she should have done, because he definitely should have came in at a different octave.
Right, because I think at the end of the day, like, they do what their coaches say. Like, you watch them in the pre-package, and they're like, oh, I want you to do it a little bit more like this. Then you hear them in the performance, and they do it exactly like that. Like, they do it. So, like, if Jennifer told him to do it like this, he's showing up and doing it like this. Yeah. So, I don't know.
How do you not listen to your coach?
Yeah, exactly.
I just honestly commend him on really just doing something different and trying to, like, break out of the norm.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's Whitney Houston's song. No matter what, there's going to be a lot of criticism that's falling behind doing Houston song.
Of course.
You're never going to do it like Whitney Houston.
You're never going to make everybody happy with that song.
Like, everyone such a beautiful gave song. Christina Aguilera heat about the Whitney Houston songs. There's some people that had faces, like, and some people thought it was great, and some people were like, props.
Justin Hartley. Did you see Justin Hartley's face?
No, what was
it? Oh, gosh, Justin Hartley and Pink during
make
the performance.
It.
Of
both.
Oh, yeah, Pink, yeah.
Like, that's what I made them. And then Pink was like, I wasn't.
No,
I
was
wondering
if Pink was like this.
Yeah, she was looking up.
Like, she smells a fart. Like, exactly.
You know, like, when you whistle and a dog's like.
Did they ever comment?
Yeah,
comment on that.
She tweeted and said,
"Told everybody F off."
I wasn't making a cringe face at that. Like, I actually love the performance and whatever.
Right. They had beef, so we all know.
No, they reconciled. Christina brought her onto the voice a couple seasons ago.
Well, regardless,
pish posh.
Christina Aguilera has an incredible voice.
Yes,
and someone's always gonna have something to say when you're doing.
When you're covering an icon.
Yeah, when you're covering an icon, especially Whitney Houston.
Except when Demi Lovato did Lionel Richie. Everyone loved that. Like, I feel like that was, like, everyone loved that, no?
But comparing female to male voice, you always kind of give, like, a percentage of, like, a gray area when you're doing male to female, except for him with the performance from last night. He's not given a 10% gray area.
I just wish he would have came in at a different octave and he would have nailed it. He's his amazing voice, but like you said... It might have came down to Jennifer suggesting we'll to do that little bit of, like,
Another one from last night that I
like. Whisper.
I feel like I like her, and y'all don't really care for her, but I think she's really good in terms of her brand, Ashlyn Craft. She sang Chicken Fried, Zach Brown Band, like, last week.
She's like, you guys don't care.
Like, last week,
let me tell you about Ashlyn.
Was like, I hate her.
I know.
I like her.
I actually put good notes about her.
Okay, no, cool.
I don't mind her at all.
I put her, I think her voice is impeccable. That's it.
And also her outfit was amazing. I just feel like she sounds like every other great country star. Like, when I watch her performance, I'm like, okay, this is like, you know, all the young girls in country right now, like, Kelsea Ballerini's and whatever. Like, she could just be one of them, you know?
I didn't dislike her at all last week. I was just stuck on John getting eliminated last week. That's all I talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know how I feel about the Fringe.
I love it. She's like Hannah Montana. I don't know. I like her.
No one likes her. Pants too, guys.
Yeah, I think she looks cool.
She's gonna shake it all out.
I enjoy her. Oh, she's cute. Whatever. She's gonna keep getting votes because people love this kind of music. Yeah, watch the show.
Oh, I think she was great. I think she was. Yeah. She did an impeccable job last night.
Her? No, last week I was like so here for her performance, and everyone was like,
I was just stuck on like last week was just surprising with the eliminations. Yeah,
yeah. I like her. I don't know. I think she's cool. She seems like a good time. I want to hang out with her.
I want to see her do more.
Yeah.
It's like Jill Scott.
I would actually be interested to see her do like a more pop song, but with like a country twist to it. Like maybe step out of her comfort zone in that sense.
I feel like it's a woman by Shania Twain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be pretty cool. I think that would be neat. I feel like someone like her and someone like Red and someone like Keisha. Like
Keisha should have sang this song.
Maybe. Yeah. I just feel like I got.
And worn that outfit.
I agree. But regardless, like they kind of
like her outfit?
No, I loved her outfit. Oh, okay. I think she'd be good.
She should also wear this. No, I don't know. I just feel like it's with those three, like we're getting a lot of the same.
Russell's like, nobody should wear that outfit.
You don't like this outfit?
We'll talk about it after the show.
Country, I can understand the whole element of like the brown belt and the jeans and the fringe, but I didn't think it was like a stage performance outfit at all.
Yeah. I think
she should have been a little bit. I'm not saying the outfit's not cute. It's just I expected her to be more dressed up how everyone else was.
Yeah, everyone was.
You could
still
do the same twist, but a little bit more. This would be great for, you know, a performance
like
if you're
stage coach.
Yeah, like see exactly. I'm thinking like a that's exactly what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Like an
outdoor concert. No, I mean,
like
the
Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love her. I think she's great. I think it's cool she's on Team Miley, not Team Blake. I think Miley and her are probably having fun together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's cool to watch Miley, like, bring out the country side of her when she sings with when they work together because you associate Miley with pop now.
What are you laughing at?
No, you associate Miley with pop now, so it's cool to see Miley, like, visit her country side with Ashland. We talked about Davon. Let's talk about Brooke.
Brooke.
She sang What About Us by Pink. So again, this is what I literally say week after week, but like really challenging to cover a song and get in the top 10 when that song is in the top 10 chart on its own right now.
I was so disappointed with the sound mixing.
Oh, like, really? Was it like, you could hardly hear her? I said
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it definitely took away from it. I actually listened to her on iTunes after, and it sounds much better there.
I was going
to
say, if you weren't focusing on her, then you didn't realize how good she was.
Because they had these banging
really
drums. Like, what the heck was that? It was like.
And her background singer with like, her mic was way
was
too
louder.
High.
Was louder than hers.
Way too high.
What the heck? That's
come
all
on,
I said.
Come on, NBC.
I like the drums.
I did too, but it was too loud. Like,
they did in.
She's so beautiful too.
Her voice
she's beautiful.
She
I think she's so likable.
Yeah.
And everything we're saying that we didn't like out of her performance is not in her control.
Has nothing to do with her.
Which sucks because ultimately, but I mean, we talked about this. I feel like the performances aren't gonna make that much of a difference unless someone literally bombs and they'll say trip, fall, they forget their words.
Even Adam Cunningham last week forgot the words, and he's still here.
That's true.
Yeah.
You would notice, though. Bottom two
but
last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, but yeah, it's still going to bring you on the bottom. But
yeah,
everyone's incredible. I really, really, really like her.
I do, too. She's so unique.
Yeah.
She brings so much power to her voice.
She reminds me of Jordan Sparks.
She does.
Oh, I totally
that's
see
such
that.
A good
a
point.
Better version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So I think she's probably going to go pretty far. I'd love to see. I think Pink was a great call for her to cover, and I'd love to see more of that. Maybe like
wasn't
some
this
old
last
school
week,
Pink.
Right?
Yeah, right
I
now
love
we're
that
at
song.
Last week. She was wearing her hair down this week with like the big earrings. She looked very cool. She always looks cool. I love that the color they have her hair right now. I don't know.
I love how they have the Indian tribe like symbols going on, like in the floor.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. That was cool. It was a really nice touch.
It was all about her and trying to show up more of her personality and where she's from and her culture, which I commend Miley for doing that because not every coach takes time in doing that.
Yeah, I feel like Miley like really genuinely tries to get to know the people on her team and like empower them for who they are. And,
yeah, which is so cool. Awesome.
I know, but she had a loss this week. That's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
She did.
I think Janice.
Oh yes.
Team
Miley. I'm sorry, I was.
About Brooke somebody, not Brooke.
Yeah.
This is so deceiving because I did the same thing earlier. I'm watching this and I think
they're
talking
about
her.
I was like,
else.
She had a loss? Like what happened?
We're saying Miley.
Yes, Miley had
it.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm here.
Okay.
Next up was Adam Cunningham. I mentioned him a second ago. He sang American Girl. Excuse me, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Sorry, I just jumped. No?
I didn't say
that. Yeah, I mean, I like Adam. Like, he's gone bottom two last couple weeks. I think he's maybe having a little bit of a hard time, like, finding his audience. I thought it was a good cover of the song. It was kind of exactly what I would expect from him. I don't feel like Team Adam is as strong as it has been in the past. I feel like he's maybe, like, the weakest team at the moment, in my opinion, if I had to, like, pick who's...
Well, he did get shafted the whole time.
He did, and they were like talking smack while like during all the blind auditions. So like, yep. I don't know how Adam was supposed to get anyone good on the team because Blake was like bullying him.
I wish he would lower the banter a little bit.
The banter, yeah,
especially during blind auditions when they're trying to convince them, especially if there's multiple chairs that turn.
Yeah,
and they're trying to convince the artist who to pick. I wish it would focus more on, like, what they could do for them and not, oh, I won, oh, that person this, oh, that person hasn't won in 4 years, oh, that person this.
Well, at J-Hood Productions, we win different countries.
Yeah. At Productions, we give credit where credit is due.
It really does. It influences the decision of the artist.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I did like that some of them, they came in with a different mind, were like, I definitely want Jennifer, but like, I'll take Miley.
I love when
it was only between, like, Jennifer and Miley. Or Blake. Not really Adam.
I like the banter after they've already chosen their teams. Not...
Like
trying to put the other, like, yeah, Adam got put down a lot. I don't know if they just edited it that way.
People put down,
but they kept putting him down, like, oh, when's the last time you've won? And the poor guy, you know, these people on stage, like, which one should I pick? Who's gonna give me the win?
Yeah.
And they're like, you're right, he sucks. I'll go with you.
it's true.
Like, he doesn't know how to defend himself? Never mind.
Someone who we all felt very strongly about last week, Cheyenne Jones, I think she's 15 years old. She sang Listen by Beyonce. Yeah. This was a really, really powerful performance. She was like sitting on the bench in that dress. And, again, very hard to cover Beyonce, like very not an hard. Easy feat. I thought she did a good job. I like this performance. It wasn't my absolute favorite from Cheyenne, but it was still really good. Week after week, she, you know, delivers. Team Jennifer is perfect for her. I think that they are going to go to the end together.
I feel like I needed to see it in person or hear it in person.
Yeah, it was more of an intimate performance.
For some reason, it didn't translate through the television the way that...
I mean, just look at the set.
I believe it should have.
It's like a big tree.
It's like a fantasy.
I felt like I was, like, walking through the park or something. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this...
You didn't like it? I liked it.
No, I liked it. It's just crazy because it's, like, I feel like... Think about, like, going from, like, singing at your high school to then, like, having this full-on, like, set built for you. So
it's
I feel like
it's our mini concert.
It's crazy.
I would have been so extra with it. I would have been all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Set.
Climbing that.
You know who was so extra?
On the piano, like.
Darby Ann Walker from a few seasons ago. She, went so extra on Team Miley. Like, whenever for the live shows, she went big. There was, like, flowers and rainbows and, like, lights and...
As she
insane.
Should. Good for
oh, yeah.
her.
She, like,
yeah.
Was so,
I would too.
Her sets were always poppers. Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be extra.
I'd have drummers and background. You wouldn't even be able to hear me.
I'd be rolling on the floor.
I'd be wearing crazy outfits, doing my hair crazy, everything.
Yeah, same.
I feel like if I was an artist, this would be my dream stage because it's so dark. You really don't see everyone else out there, like, watching you.
That's true. I feel like all the performances
performing
last
yourself.
Night were really dark.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't see you. It's so dark. I was like, did a light go out? Like,
no, for a second I was like, did she cut her hair? What is she wearing?
She's a ponytail, but you can't even tell. No, I literally felt like that with all the performances last night. I was like, are they here? It would start out and, like, all the lights would be off and they're singing, but I'm like, I can't find you.
Like, should have brought a flashlight.
And then the light, like, didn't
Zoom.
Even come on. I was
Beyonce's
like,
such
she's
a hard
girl
artist
singing
to cover.
In the dark.
That song's probably one of Beyonce's hardest songs to cover.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I agree.
I've noticed that everyone that they said they would want to do a dream collaboration with, they've done their songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure at least this week she did it, and then Devon did it with
Whitney.
And they both said that was their dream collaboration.
Well, I think it's probably their one chance to, like, really cover their icons. You know, like, these they could go home any week at this point, any of these guys. And so I think if they have the opportunity to put it all out there.
It can either work for you because if you're covering a song by Beyonce, it's going to get hits and views and searches. Or you're going to have the people that are the diehard Beyonce fans. And no matter what you do, you could be incredible. They're going to say you're not Beyonce.
The Beehive.
It's a double-edged sword. It can go amazing or it could go against you.
You know what song I really feel like she would have nailed that they sang last week is Love on Top. Oh, I feel like Cheyenne would have killed that song.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a more animated song, too.
Yeah, but she has
this
that squeakiness
slow.
In her voice to do it. And I think it would have fit perfect, but...
This is merciless.
I feel like I'm so confused on who's going
to
win.
I know. Well, speaking of who's going to win, we have to talk about Red Marlowe.
I love Red.
And Dan Marlowe.
What?
Dad Marlowe, yeah. That was his first time on a plane. He went to go see his son perform with The Voice.
That's so cute.
I just wanted to hug him. I wanted him to be my friend.
Yeah. He sang Garth Brooks' The Dance, which I think, like, him singing Garth Brooks, literally, we called him Garth Brooks last week. Yeah. Like, this guy's like Garth Brooks. And then he shows up this week. He's watching our after show. Like, Blake is obviously watching our show and got the idea from us. You're welcome, Blake Shelton.
No, he's not watching it because he told me to do something out of the realm.
True.
So clearly he's watching and not taking our advice. It's one of the two.
He's like, I'm going against everything.
It's rough. Yeah. Okay. So my thoughts on this is, like, he's amazing, and he's going to go far, and he deserves to go far. I'm getting a little bored with the same thing every week is what it feels like to me. Garth Brooks is maybe a little bit different than, like, the super, super old school country he was doing the past few weeks, but I don't know. I like him, but again, like, I'm not, like, connecting to him on an artist level where, like, I love him and need him to win. Like, I think he is going to go top three, but...
Yeah.
Do you guys notice the way that they shoot him and his camera angles? They make it look like it's an AMA performance.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's one of the
only people that gets shots like that.
Like the side and, like, the from a below. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
And it's very HD, the way that it's done.
Yeah. I just think they already know he's gonna be an artist.
Yeah.
Oh, he
and
is.
And so that's why they take it safe. You know, I think we talked about this in the first episode or two about the contracts they have. When you're found on these shows, I'm sure they have a contract with The Voice or with
NBC Universal.
Mm-hmm. No, not just NBC Universal, but also I think that they have a say in it, too.
Or the coaches?
The coaches.
Uh-huh.
And they're just branding him as a country artist. They don't want him to expand or go left or right. And I feel like they're doing that with Noah as well.
Yeah.
Because they know that those two, I can say those two no matter what. I feel like if they make it in the top or not, or they leave tomorrow or they leave next week... Well, there's no tomorrow, but you know what I mean? Next Monday or Tuesday, they're going to be artists no matter what. He's going to be a country performer
and that's
no matter what. And Noah's going to be some pop artist on Victoria's Secret 2023, I call it now.
Yeah.
I want to see him collaborate with Bruno Mars. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say, I feel like I would want to see him perform without a guitar and just really focus on the song.
Yeah, he had his
like,
guitar again.
No, oh, red. Yeah, red. Like, no distractions, nothing, and just him singing a song from the heart. Like, that's what I want to hear from him. Like, he has the power to do it. I really want to see that.
I want to see him smash the guitar.
Just really feel it, because he can get to that point. Like, he has potential to do that.
Right.
He's so talented. So for him to just take that extra step... be like a killer.
I agree. So who do you guys predict? I think every week we kind of change our minds.
Yeah.
But who do you think is going to the end? This wasn't my vote last week, but this week I'm saying Noah. I'm saying, like, Noah for sure. Last week I think I was, like, dancing on the Cheyenne line, and I think all over the place, but I feel like Noah solidified it for me this week and go into the final two, at least.
I think it'll be between, obviously Red's going to be up in the top three, but Brooke is definitely going to claw her way to the top.
Yeah.
And she's one of my front runners.
What about you?
Chloe.
Chloe. She told,
yeah, and then she's now listed. I with Addison too.
Mm.
She climbed out there for me.
Yeah. Lena, anyone?
I mean, I love Addison, Chloe, and Brooke. I would love to say that any three of those girls are going to win. I think Noah's going to win, just because kind of gauging off how the viewers are judging. But I'll just say that I do think, like I said just a minute ago, that no matter what, Red and Noah are going to be artists out of The Voice.
A lot of them are going to have something.
I hope that, like, one of these guys from this season, like, really proves the, like, I don't want to call it a curse, but, like, the theory wrong that, like, no one really gets huge after this show, because these kids and adults are all so damn talented. They deserve to be, like, real artists performing at the Grammys and at the CMAs and wherever the heck they want. I want to see more of that from the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if they need to go get managers or agents or whatever after that are really going to help them, or if the show needs to do more, whatever it is. Like, I want to see one of these people make it big.
It's also, too, you have to remember, it's an oversaturated talent show market, specifically on singing.
But right now, it's not, like, American Idol comes back soon, but right now The Voice is the only one on air.
And they just won an Emmy.
They did.
No. So right now is...
it's the biggest
one. It's the time.
Just publicist, publicist, publicist. If you are on this show right now and you get eliminated next week, you need to get a publicist. Like, tomorrow, you need to book every morning show. You need Good Day LA. You need Fox LA. You need Channel 5. You need everything. And you need to be there and be prominent, because that's what will get you your career.
Like, Carly, I follow her on Instagram. She's doing performances all the time.
Yeah, Carly
loves it.
Yeah.
Every weekend, she's booking gigs back to back. Like, she really wants it.
Yeah.
And she has to drive, and she's also, you know, relatively young. She's not as young as Addison,
she's
but
like in college. Yeah.
She's hungry for it. And if you have hunger and you have talent, when timing meets opportunity, boom.
Yep.
And I think that all of these ones now have this platform to use, like, these millions of people that are looking at them, these eyeballs on them every week. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see what next week has to bring. We have our top 10 next Monday, which is crazy.
I don't know who's going
to
go
I think after top 10, we go down to 9, and then eventually they do, like, a big cut. It's crazy. I think the finals is, like, the final 4. I think that's how The Voice works. We only have a few more weeks, I think, of this show, but...
3 or 4.
Who do you guys think is going to get cut next week? I think it's going to be somebody from Team Adam.
Probably. I don't know. I think it really comes down to the performances
next
week.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
We'll have to see who does what.
But if they want to continue the conversation with you guys, do we have anything else you want to add?
I was going to say Janice caught us off guard. So we never know.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, John caught us off guard. Like,
I don't know. Very beginning. Yeah, started off with John.
I do feel like we've all said it today. At this point, everyone's going to surprise us. If anyone gets cut, we're going to be like, what happened?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it'll be a surprise every week at this point. But if they want to continue chatting with you on social media about these artists or really anything, where can they hit you up?
You can find me all over the internet at Lena Nori, and make sure you tweet me who you guys think is going to go home next week, because I'm curious
to
see. Because I have no idea at this rate.
I don't either. Hey guys, my name is Mike the Creo. You can follow me everywhere at Mike the Creo _.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Russell Ray Silva.
And I'm Danny Golub. You can find me everywhere at Danny Golub. You can also let us know in the comments below who you think's going home next week. Yes. So we'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.